Okay, how does this work?
Well, you put the wet clothes in the dryer, you close the door, and you wait.
Laundry day is a very dangerous day.
Hey, hey.
Laundry together.
You can't eat.
Okay, I'm almost done.
I know you have urges to eat, but you
can't. I'm done.
Okay, so on this special edition, I'm the host.
You should put in some cheers. Like, yay!
Everybody is cheering because they're tired of hearing you.
Nobody's cheering for you.
And they're excited to hear me. So just because I'm hosting doesn't mean you could just eat through the whole episode. But you know what? I'll talk to my own self because I'm the most interesting.
Fucking episode. I don't give a fuck.
So I was.
What were you doing?
I was bored at work today. Really bored. I was
were
having
you?
A slow day. So
you weren't texting me.
So I got other people I'm talking
to.
Oh,
do you? Do you?
Yeah.
You have a turn the shit off.
No. So I found some pretty cool. I just want to do a short episode on like some pretty interesting news topics that I found today. Just randomly searching, and I just found these pretty cool topics.
Regarding.
So, I got... You know what? Let's start with a little bit of pop culture. I have, like, different genres, okay?
Pop culture.
So, Kanye West is threatening to boycott the Grammys if they don't nominate Frank Ocean's album.
That's not true.
What do you mean? Are you asking me, or are you telling me?
No, that's not true. There's no if they don't nominate Frank Ocean's album. Frank Ocean's album missed the deadline in order to be considered.
Exactly.
So, there's no if it, there's no, he's not going to be nominated.
Exactly.
So, okay, Kanye, don't fucking show up. Nobody wants to see
you. You know what
anyway.
I would
he's
do?
Dumb
Who puts out the Grammys? What news channel? Not news channel. What channel?
ABC.
If I was ABC, I would tweet that. I would retweet that and just write, oh, well, who cares? Like, honestly, who cares?
I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
There's much more important people than him in music.
Like?
Paul McCartney.
He's not dead.
Oh, wow. I'm sad today. Today's a sad day.
That's a Beatle, right?
Wow.
He's the Beatle?
You shouldn't even have to ask that.
I'm not asking. I didn't say, is he the Beatle?
You said he's a Beatle, right? That's a question. There's a question mark goes at the end of that sentence.
I said right. I said he's a Beatle.
He's a Beatle, right?
Oh. They're like, I know.
I'm
wondering.
I'm going to hang it up.
I thought he was dead. All right. Fuck you, Kanye. Don't show up. Nobody wants to see your stupid ass anyway.
All right. So I got some two stories in kids topics. Since we
what
have
the fuck? Okay.
So one that I feel strongly about. You probably don't because your brother did football and whatnot. But they're finding new studies in kids playing football with regards to brain damage. Kids that aren't even getting what's it called? Oh my god.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Kids that aren't even getting necessarily hit in the head and getting concussions, they're finding brain damage in them as well.
The ones that aren't getting hit?
They're getting hit in the head, but they're not necessarily, you know, like they found this first from concussions. And then they dug deeper and they found brain damage.
Right.
Now they're finding brain damage in kids that aren't even getting concussions. They're just from contact football.
Pussies.
That's fucked up.
They can't take a hit?
You would let your kid play football?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
I would actually encourage it.
To play football?
Yeah.
With all of today's knowledge?
Fucking protect your head.
That's sometimes not possible.
I don't know.
There's a million other
your
sports.
Your genes, with your genes, if we had a baby together that was a boy, I would definitely put him in football, and I'll tell you why. Because in your genes, you have the hardest head.
I got a
like,
hard head.
Your skull
yeah, I have
is so fucking hard.
You can probably hear this.
Because Daisy's head is probably the hardest thing that's ever... Oh, my God. That should knock me out one time. We literally knocked me the fuck out.
We have hard heads.
So, with that in mind, yes, I would definitely put my kids in football because they're fucking running the motherfuckers down with that head.
I wouldn't do it, though. So, I would have the last say because at the end of the day, it's my kid, so... Like, there's a lot of other sports you could pick from.
Like
football,
what?
Basketball, martial arts.
You just like football.
I'm sorry, basketball, baseball, martial arts, anything.
All those are pussy sports.
Yeah? Why don't you go...
If you don't play football, you're a pussy.
Why don't you put a football player against a jiu-jitsu?
Okay, yeah, he's getting fucked up. But put a jiu-jitsu player on the fucking field. He's getting knocked the fuck down. Like, it could go both ways.
That's silly.
All I'm saying... As I ain't raising no pussies. So he...
Wow, you're a pussy. Like, you...
Oh!
You...
I'm taking you down. James, pull me in pads. I'm fucking you up.
All right, so you want to hear my other kid's story?
Sure.
I think we got to pat ourselves on the back because I disagree with this story.
Okay.
They say that you should have your kids sleep in bed until they're one.
What? Who said that?
Which is the SIDS, which I don't really know what it stands for. I'm not too sure.
Sudden Infant Death Syndrome.
Why would they announce that?
I don't know. I'm wondering.
Maybe I'm wrong.
If but it's SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome,
no, I know
is
that.
When kids just die.
No, I know that.
For no reason.
Maybe the...
Not kids. Infants. Like, between the ages of newborn
I don't know
and,
who
like,
put
up
that
to 6 or 8 months.
I don't know who put the information out, but I disagree with it because I have 90,000 coworkers that say... It's when I was having a kid, it was like, don't put your kid in the bed because she'll never sleep alone. Ever again.
I would have never done it even if your coworker said to do it. I would never do it. And I'll tell you why. Because my sister did that with her kids. And that led to them being in there until they're like older. Like until they're like talking and walking. And I don't want any of that. No. They can sleep in their bed.
I tried taking Daisy out of the bed last night.
And she said, no, my bed. I heard her.
I was like, okay.
She don't play that.
Because she was, you know.
See, I ain't raising no pussies. She sleeps in her own bed, and I'll put her in football, too. She'll be knocking bitches down.
Our kids are not playing football.
It's to be determined.
No, it's not. It's a fact.
We don't have any boys, so... I mean, if they all of a sudden start doing girls football...
I think this is the only thing we disagree about. Like, about parenting a child.
Maybe.
It's not happening. Okay.
Hypothetical situation, and if it came down to it, you're at work. I'm taking him to football practice anyway, so
it's not happening. Anyway, doctors now say that giving your kid a device such as an iPad or a phone is good for them.
Oh.
So we're doing a good job. Because
how so?
Well, they say no more than, I think it was an hour a day, and definitely not before bed. But it's just like, you know, all these things that you could download on your, you know, you can make it educational.
Okay, well, Daisy just watches YouTube.
Well, yeah, but she's listening to words and she's learning how to talk a little better from it.
I think so.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that she does and I'm like, how does she know that? Like, what's that noise? And she puts her, you know what I mean? Like, that's from learning things. Okay, what if I could tell you that in 40 years, we could live on Mars.
Okay.
Would you do it?
I guess.
Because Elon Musk, you know who he is?
I don't know.
He's the CEO of Tesla. He's like a really smart guy. CEO of SpaceX. Like, he's in the space race to be...
Okay.
He said that it's very possible in the next 40 to 100, which is kind of like a big obnoxious span. That we could colonize Mars. So what his plan is basically is to send an unmanned spacecraft to Mars, plant plants, and start like a ecosystem before we even get there. And then we get there, and there's already set for us. We just have to continue growing it.
So have they determined yet that there's no life on there already?
I think it's pretty determined that there's no life that could live on there. Unless it was like a certain special type
of
species.
So why the fuck are we trying to go live up there?
Well, Earth is not going to last forever, especially at the rate that we're treating it. And what?
In my lifetime, it's not going to matter to me.
Yeah, but you have children.
Yeah, but they're going to be dead in 100 years, right? Wouldn't they be a dentist in 100 years?
Daisy's... All right, we're going to do simple math. I'm going to cue the Jeopardy music. Daisy's 2.5.
Right. So in 100 years, she'll be 102.
And a half.
Yeah.
So. She'll be dead.
She'll definitely be dead. But so she'll have
kids. Those are your grandkids.
Yeah. If I'm dead, none of that matters anymore. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, what does that matter? My kids, not going to matter to me when I'm dead. Do you know?
That's messed up. I don't know.
I don't know if that's going to... Honestly, and if it does matter, I really don't think they should be going up on Mars. They have no business up there.
What if Earth is like the sun is engulfing the Earth and it's just like...
So they're dead. I mean...
Yeah, but they have an out.
If they want to do it. I'm dead. I have no say. There's nothing that I can do. What I would tell them is that's not what us Earthlings were doing or thinking about until about 100 years prior. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it will still be a very new idea.
Maybe Earth was once like the Mars for humans.
I wouldn't know. But you know who would know? Jesus.
Jesus knows everything.
And I don't know what Jesus would do, but I don't know if he would go to Mars.
Did you ever hear of a book, The People's History of the United States? It's like 700 pages long.
No.
So I got it.
Is the page number significant? Why'd you say it's 700 pages?
No, because I don't know why I just literally thought of that, but I think it's because I said, imagine if like Earth was once Mars, but that's not really what happened. But I was thinking then that made me think of Columbus discovering. So anyway,
okay,
the beginning of the book talks about how Columbus was a fraud. By the way, this is not a topic I was going to bring up, but I just thought of it because you said that. Like he came to, I think they said he landed in, I want to say Bermuda.
Bermuda, Bahamas, come on pretty mama. Da-da.
But it's cool because it like rewrites history books, which I think most people nowadays know.
Textbooks.
Is a history textbook.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think most people know now, but, like, it's cool how they just, not cool, it's fucked up how they described it, but, like, he was sent there on a goal to find gold, so he found this tribe of Indians, something with an R, shit, I forgot.
Iroquois?
No, I forgot, I just read it this morning, and he got there and was, like, he's found these people, like, these beautiful people that didn't have any monetary system or any idea of having material things, and they just lived in the free land and had beautiful gold jewelry. And when Columbus saw like gold in these Native Americans' ears, he was like, holy shit, these guys got gold. And that's when he just started like overtaking people. But it's cool because this book was written, I forget, like in the 60s or 70s, and like it's just a fact. This is just a fact of things, and people just don't think about it. Anyway. Have you ever been a collector of anything? Like memorabilia, like from a movie or like a...
No. I can't say no to that. No.
I find it obnoxious because Dorothy's slippers just sold for $300,000.
$300,000. That's a lot.
Like a pair of fucking slippers.
Aren't they like high heels? They were worn in the movie?
They were the movie worn.
Who bought them?
I don't know, probably some douche. Like, imagine having $300,000 just to spend on these fucking things. But I do, the only things I've ever had was...
I fucking hate everybody. Who did that? I want to know all this guy's information. Why the fuck do you have $300,000? Why are you buying a goddamn pair of fake shoes that you probably can't even fit in? Where are you going to wear them? You're not going to wear them. You're just going to frame them on your shelf. You're literally framing $300,000.
I didn't hear anything you just said because you said you hate everybody, and that just hits my soul.
I gotta go.
Because I also hate everybody.
Oh, okay, good.
No, I don't like people.
Well, should I not crack this open right now?
You can't eat that because you chew with your mouth open, and it's disgusting. We'll be done after this, but I honestly love everything about you. Except
for the fact... Can we turn this into the divorce episode? Because I'm ready to go.
Except
I'm fully prepared.
Hold on, let me finish. except for the fact that you chew with your mouth open.
You know, I love every single thing about you. Yeah. Like, everything. Yeah. Except for the fact that you've made a habit out of farting in my face. Like, okay. I can count the number of times you fart in my face or in my presence or right in front of me or right next to me every day. Every single fucking day.
Okay.
Like, you wake up in the middle of the night, you know, you fart, and then you turn in my direction.
I don't do that on purpose. James. I don't even remember that.
James.
I don't know.
Divorce,
man.
Episode coming soon. We're going to discuss everything we hate about each other.
That's like rough.
I got a list growing.
Give me a. Rattle off some.
The fart thing is at the top of the list because I can't fucking stand the farts. Because do you understand that, like, methane gas is probably lethal in the kind of doses that I'm taking it in?
Okay, but that's the difference. Like, you don't like how I fart, but that's just life.
You don't like how I chew, but that's just life.
No, you can shut your lips.
You can fart outside of my presence. It goes both fucking ways.
All right, I could
change
go.
If I want to, but I don't want to change. What about you?
You can close your lips.
You could fart out of my presence, though. Why don't you choose to do that? The other day, I was laying down in the bed.
Yeah.
You were up, and you said, you need anything?
Yeah.
I said, no, I'm okay.
Okay.
You turned around, farted right there, and then left. You don't remember that?
I have no recollection.
Okay. It's funny. You have no recollection of the shit you do to me. But everything I do to you.
I don't know. That's just like, I feel like your parents should have taught you that when you were younger.
They told me every day at the dinner table, you know what? I do it out of spite.
Yeah, your parents, they chew with their mouth closed. Oh, your siblings do.
How you know?
Because it's a pet number one pet peeve. I look at everybody's mouth when they chew.
I don't think it's with my mouth open. Like, I'm not like, no, you but, know, it's just like it opens and no, then no, no. Let closes. Me tell you, sweetie, and then it's like,
I'll tell you, sweetie.
It just like opens a little bit. That, I can't breathe.
It makes that gross sound where, like, if you mushed too wet towels together and like with semen and just smear them apart like the
no
I'm
you're full of shit.
No I'm
that's
not
how it is.
No I'm not
towels
ask, I'm not
towels with semen don't make noise. I don't know if you know that.
I don't know that,
so why I don't know why you
that's
chose
just
to say
it
that.
Makes like a
you're such an exaggerating piece of shit because that's not what happens at all.
I'm not telling you, I'm asking you.
No.
No, I'm not asking you, I'm telling you.
Alright, on that note, I'm gonna go eat my apple pie. Fuck you.
Okay, bye.